Let us pray. Dear God, please open our hearts, unlock our hearts to you this morning so that we could get something positive from this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, please be seated. Morning. The final few sentences of today's gospel reading sort of gives us an explanation as to the purpose of John's gospel. He says, the risen Jesus did many other things, but John has written these stories and joyous news of Jesus' resurrection so that future readers and generations to come, that's you and me, can come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. Amen. This is all about faith. You know, having a strong belief. But in this modern world, like many people today, or even like Thomas back then, we find faith hard. In our daily walks of life, people tell us things, and we sometimes find it difficult to believe, maybe without a little bit of proof. Our faith gets tested. But in this instance, in John's gospel here, is he merely talking to us? Or is he speaking about us? Can we relate to the scenes that are depicted in this gospel? Jesus' appearance to the disciples, and doubting Thomas's experience? Does anything within the gospel resonate with us? And can we take something away with us today? So I'd like to focus on three things. First of all, the notion of these locked doors. Now, if you try to remember in that story, the disciples were in seclusion because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. They were fearful of being arrested and suffering the same fate as Jesus. They also still didn't remember, didn't believe Mary's story that Jesus was alive. Remember, for them, the movement ended in the crucifixion of Jesus. They were totally unprepared for the resurrection. So they were in a dark place. They're not celebrating this news that Mary has given them. And they had locked the door out of fear. Haven't we found ourselves in that dark place? Disillusioned, fearful, or uncertain. But even in that locked room, Jesus appears. And we found ourselves in where our hearts have been locked. Do we too not expect Jesus to show up and visit us? What's more, in that time of despair, in that moment of fear and surprise, Jesus comes with a message of comfort. Peace be with you. John is indicating there that everything now has changed. But we must also be mindful that they never recognized him or rejoiced until he showed them his hands and his side. He was giving them that proof, and he's already given us that proof. The second thing that resonates with me is that the Spirit sends out. John says, Jesus then breathes on them. They all become touched and filled with the Holy Spirit so that they would become messengers of the good news of what God has done in life, the death and resurrection of Jesus. And they were to proclaim God's love to the entire world. Strengthened by this Holy Spirit, they were to fling open these locked doors of fear. Descending. Sending is what God likes to do, right? Jesus is sent. The Holy Spirit is sent. And we too are sent. Jesus is sent to bring love, light, and truth into the world. We too are to bring love, light, and truth into our little world. We are important to the plans of God. The world will be a better place if we carry out that mission. And the third aspect is this theme of doubting Thomas and what I would call faith community. Because, you know, there is always one, right? One person who is a little bit different. Maybe in our working lives, that person who is texting while the meeting is going on. There's always somebody who is a little bit different. Because at this point, when they received this news, Thomas was not present. He stepped out briefly, maybe to grab a pint of milk from the co-op or something. But he had ventured out, though they were all in fear. Maybe he was fearless, or just plain foolhardy, or both. This might be some characteristics that we need to look into. Maybe this is how we need to be. But they brought this news of comfort to Thomas. But he too also demanded what they had experienced, to see his hands and the pierced side. Like us, he was finding faith hard. But I want to put it to us today that faith grows within a community. We find a growth in faith through the community. For example, in our Sunday service, or sharing our faith in our connect groups, or in a good spiritual book, sharing our doubts but never closing the door to Jesus, sharing our faith for what our faith gives us. In community, the disciples found faith in the risen Christ. But Thomas, for some reason, was not with them at that time. He was separated from the community, and he found faith difficult. Faith in the Lord, while it is personal, is not only a private matter. In the faith of one, the faith of another is strengthened. So how do we come to this Easter message? Are we coming to this Easter message in the dark? Do we come like the disciples with fear or misunderstanding and uncertainty? In the end, this story is not about being absent or having doubt. It is an amazing message that the good news of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit is able to break through locked doors, through limits in time and space. I believe we are all like Thomas. It doesn't matter that we were not in that locked room. Like Thomas, we all depend upon the disciples and the gospel writers to bear witness to the news that brings life. The great thing is that Jesus has empowered that witness. He has died on the cross for our sins. He's risen again to bring us new life. And he's broken through our locked doors, and he's breathed his sustaining spirit into our community, that we may come to believe in him and have life in his name. Amen.